Welcome to the Bookshelf Stories podcast. My name is Justin Chades, and we are following along with the adventures of Hudson, Levi, and Selah in the wonderful world of Bethel. Let's find out what happens next.
Chapter 5, What Hudson Saw. Later that day, the three children and the two animals reached the foot of the tallest hill in all of Bethel. The hill was mostly covered in tall green grass. There was a narrow dirt road that created a trail for reaching the top of the hill where a small house sat. "That must be the house," Hudson said to the others. "Yep, that's it," Wesley replied, with a smile across his squirrel face. "It doesn't look so special and magical," Levi chimed in. Selah turned to Levi and gave him the stink eye, clearly disapproving of his negativity.
"What?
I'm just saying. Look at it. If it's supposed to be this magical place, then why does it look so old and plain?" Brooks was also not pleased with how Levi was criticizing one of the most special places in all of Bethel. "Glory often comes to us in the ordinary," said Brooks in response to Levi. "That's something we like to say around here. You'll have to wait and see. Let's keep going." As they approached the dirt trail, they came across another creature who hopped its way over to the crew. It was a gray frog about the size of an apple, and he appeared to be accompanied by a beautiful dove who was flying circles around it as he hopped closer and closer. With the loveliest soprano voice, the dove spoke to the five travelers. "Hey there, friends. Who are you, and what brings you here today?" Hudson, Selah, and Levi looked over at Brooks and Wesley, not knowing what to say or how to respond. Wesley spoke up. "Hello, what's your name? And we would like to ask you the same."
"The name's Zoe. Pleased to meet you. I'm here with my friend, the Gray Frog. We've come to see the mirror from Aletheia. What are your names?"
As Zoe spoke, it's as if her words formed the melody to the most beautiful song. After taking turns introducing themselves, Brooks and Wesley had a curious look on their faces. They looked intently over at the gray frog and then asked the question that was clearly on their minds. "What's your name?" The slimy gray amphibian replied to the two creatures. "I don't have a name. At least, not that I know of. I've always just been the Gray Frog."
"You must not be from Bethel then," said Brooks the Fox. "Every creature in Bethel is given a name."
"I told him the same thing," sang the beautiful Zoe. "He's from a faraway city. He's visiting because he heard about the mirror."
"Yes," continued the Gray Frog. "Someone in my home city told me the legend of the mirror from Aletheia, and the moment I heard it, I knew that I had to come and stand before it myself."
"This is great," Selah cheered. "We came from the old world, and we're on our way up the hill to the house of Hanwara to see the mirror as well. We can all travel up the hill together." And that is precisely what they did. It was the most funny-looking group of hikers you had ever seen. Three children under the age of 10, a fox, a squirrel, a gray frog, and a dove flying up above them. Zoe could have flown up there to the top of the hill in minutes, but she chose to remain hovering around the group for the company. They shared fun conversation and exchanged silly stories from their lives. Wesley told them the story about the skunk in the bush. Apparently, he really liked to tell that story. After about an hour of making their way up the trail, they finally arrived to the house of Hanwara. It was a one-story house made of cedar wood. The house was in the simple shape of a cube, with a single square window on each of the four sides of the house. It was a natural reddish-brown color, except for the door, which was painted a deep purple. It looked almost exactly like the color of Bethel's sky up above them. They walked up to the house together, and then the children and the gray frog asked the native creatures for directions on what to do next. Was there a secret way to get in? Maybe some special password they'd have to give at the door or a puzzle they'd need to solve? "So now what do we do?" Hudson asked.
"You knock," Zoe chirped.
Wesley added, "And then you wait."
"Wait for what?" asked the gray frog.
"Isn't it obvious? For the door to open," Brooks replied. Without hesitating, the gray frog hopped over to the door of the house and then knocked three times. They all waited to see what would happen next. But nothing happened. The gray frog knocked again three times, this time even harder than the last. Still nothing.
"Maybe you give it a try, Hudson," said Brooks, motioning towards Hudson with his bright orange paw.
The gray frog hopped aside, and Hudson stepped up to the door. He gave the door one knock, and it opened immediately. They all went into the house together. It was dimly lit by candles that were hung on the wall to the left. Even though they could see the brilliant light and colors of Bethel through each of the four windows in the house,
It was only the light from the candles that lit the room. It reminded the children of an old barn. There were farming tools hanging from the hooks on the back wall, shovels, rakes, and a winnowing fork. Large bundles of wheat were lined up along the right side of the house, and there it was. In the middle of the room was a large mirror. A gold oval that was etched with shapes and symbols framed the glass of the mirror. It stood about 7 feet tall and sat on a matching gold stand that was also covered in the mysterious writing. Brooks interrupted the silence. "Go on, Hudson. The door opened for you. Now go stand in front of the mirror and take a look." As Hudson walked up to the mirror, the terrible conversation from school that day replayed for the 100th time in his mind. The feeling of being unwanted and lonely caused the knot in his stomach to tighten. His thoughts ran wild as he asked himself privately, "How could this mirror possibly offer me anything right now? There's nothing I could see here that can change what happened or how it made me feel." As his negative thoughts continued to ricochet in his brain, Hudson looked at the glass in front of him. What happened next is difficult to put into words. For a moment, he saw his very ordinary reflection, but then something changed in front of him. Hudson's eyes were fixed on the glass as the image began to transform before his eyes. In just a split second, Hudson was no longer standing in front of the image of his pouty, sad-looking self, but was instead standing before a royal prince, arrayed in brilliant robes and wearing a crown. But it wasn't just some strange prince from a foreign land. Hudson was seeing himself. He was a prince, a handsome prince at that. With a confident smile that exuded courage and honor, the real-life Hudson couldn't believe what he was seeing. He was most definitely looking at himself. There was no mistaking it. "Oh, Hudson, you look incredible. You're a prince," shouted Selah. "The mirror only tells the truth. This is who you are." Levi noticed the frown on the real-life Hudson's face shift into the most wonderful smile he'd seen on his brother's face in a long time. Levi said to Hudson, "Selah's right. Whatever those kids did to you and said to you isn't the truth. This is." As Hudson took in the words of encouragement from his sister and brother, he took one final look at the image in the mirror. His smile was back, and he had joy restored to his heart. For a split second, real-life Hudson and the image of Hudson in the mirror were almost indistinguishable. He ran over to Selah and Levi and brought them in for a big group hug. "Thank you for bringing me here," Hudson said. Brooks, Wesley, and Zoe joined in the group hug as best as a fox, a squirrel, and a bird could hug, that is. Their sweet moment came to an end as they exited the house, talking about the amazing experience they just shared together. In the joy and celebration of that moment, no one had noticed that the gray frog remained inside the house alone.
Well, there you have it. That was chapter 5. Oh, man. Could you just imagine what it would be like to stand in front of the mirror from Alethea? What a cool experience. Well, parents, I also want to just share with you that if you are loving this podcast and your kids are engaging with it, we would love for you to subscribe or follow this podcast so that you can make sure that you catch every single episode that's released. And there's a couple of ways that you can help us spread the word so that other kids around the world can hear and engage with this story. You can either rate and review the podcast. We'd love to hear your feedback there. You can do that even now. And you can also share it with a friend on social media, send a text to them, let them know that you're listening to it, and would love to follow along with them. And the Bookshelf Stories podcast is produced by Head and Heart Bible. We produce online Bible courses that help parents prepare their sons and daughters for a lifetime of faithfulness to Jesus. You can check us out at headandheartbible.com. And you can also connect with me on Instagram at Justin Chades or at Head and Heart Bible. Would love to connect with you there. But for now, we will see you on the next episode.